AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders his military to maintain peace in eastern Ukraine after he first announced he's recognizing two rebel areas of eastern Ukraine as independent states. The UN, US, NATO, and European Union all condemn his actions, and sanctions are expected against the breakaway provinces, Putin, and Russia. Putin has amassed more than 150,000 troops on three sides of Ukraine. He claims NATO created the crisis and is an existential threat to his country. People are seemingly resolute and calm in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
Until now, Moscow has denied supporting separatists, saying Russians who fought there are volunteers. In Kyiv, painter Maria Levchichina says, let them recognize whatever they want. But in her view, it can only provoke a war, because normal people will fight for their country. This woman, Maria, a housekeeper, says she is not falling for what the Russians are saying. She says, let them do what they want, recognize someone, organize referendums, but we and all the society don't recognize it and shouldn't recognize it. Another Ukrainian said they have to rely on the West, saying there's little chance Ukraine can do something about this. I'm Ed Donahue.
A jury in Georgia resumes deliberations tomorrow on federal hate crimes charges in the 2020 killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Three white men already convicted of murder months ago for chasing and killing the 25-year-old black man. Former Minneapolis police officer charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights says when he saw Floyd's face after the black man had been pinned to the street under Officer Derek Chauvin's knee, he didn't look good. Chauvin was convicted of murder in Floyd's death. Thomas Lane testified at the federal civil rights trial against him and two other former officers. After Lane's testimony, all three defense attorneys rested. Closing arguments expected tomorrow in Minneapolis. This is AP News. Average price for a gallon of gas is at its highest in 8 years.
The pain at the pump continues.
The national average is up close to 4 cents a gallon in the last week. It now stands at $3.52 a gallon.
And senior petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says, brace yourself since motorists don't just have tensions with Russia to worry about.
The switch over to summer gasoline will also cost motorists at the pump in the months ahead as the nation transitions to more expensive summer gasoline. In addition, gasoline demand is starting to rise, not only in the U.S., but globally as COVID cases come down and Americans hit the road ahead of spring break. In addition, refineries are starting maintenance season.
All three could add 25 to 75 cents a gallon between March and Memorial Day weekend. I'm Shelley Adler.
Former President Donald Trump's answer to Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, his Truth Social, hit the internet today. There were technical glitches, including users having trouble signing on or being shut out altogether. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.